I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Don't make me smack you.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 11th of July, 7-11, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble first. Take off the headphones. Turn down the audio to nothing. Press the stop button.
And let's go.
And take off my iPhone because I'm going to need to buy it. I know a lot of people don't like them, but hey, it's free. So for a free phone, I will suffer. All right, here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast for 7-11 in the year of our Lord, 2026. So, yesterday was a fun day. Dee and I are planning to go to the Left Coast for the first time in over 3 years. In February was 3 years since I've been to the Left Coast. And we're going back this fall in November. I can tell you the month, it's November. And we had to time it between football games. Well, because this is the first year that Dee and I have had Texas Tech tickets. Now, I raised up the screen, as you can see, and I don't like it.
I don't care. I don't like it. I'm going to drop the screen, and then I'm going to have to adjust it. I know this is great television and radio, right? So hopefully I got it right. That's a little better. I didn't like my head so low. Got my Texas Tech Red Raiders shirt on. I'm sure I probably bought this for a game when it was a whiteout. What they'll do for Texas Tech football games is they'll have a whiteout or a blackout, and you're supposed to wear white or black or red. They might have a red out, right? Or they might do it by section. So depending on what section you sit in, that'll be what color you wear, right? So we've done that. The only exception is if we go let's say we go in November and it's freezing a cold, I'm going to wear whatever. I think I have a black jacket that's probably the warmest. That's a Texas Tech jacket. That's what I'm going to wear. I'm not going to buy a special white jacket or a red jacket. I'm just not going to do it because you're talking big time money, right? Over $100 for something I'm going to wear once. I already got enough Texas Tech t-shirts to last forever. And we do buy new ones occasionally. Like I bought one that says Jacob Rodriguez. I think it's a jersey that says Rodriguez on the back, who's now pro. And I think he plays for Miami. And we got one for the Big 12 championship. Yes, we are Big 12 champions. Now we are the defending Big 12 champions. And the playoff system sucks, so let's not even talk about that. I mean, how can, you know, football season has a rhythm. And baseball is similar, right? Softball. Most team sports have a rhythm. Basketball, you know, you got to play, and you get into a rhythm. And even, it doesn't matter if it's NASCAR, right? You race every week, you have a rhythm. Well, if you sit on your A for 25 days and don't play, your rhythm is gone. It's gone. Out of all of the playoff teams this year, I think there were 12 teams in the playoff. Only one team was able to sit out that long and do well, and that was Indiana. Of course, they won the national championship. So the whole system sucks. Now, the title of today's show is Truer Words Never Spoken. Truer Words Never Spoken. And so first of all, let me tell you this. Now, unless you see this Saturday, 7-11, or early 7-12, it's not going to help you. But my dumb A made all the reservations for November, right? So earlier this week, I bought tickets to see Toast in Palm Springs.
And if you haven't seen Toast, they generally tour on the left coast. You've got to see them. It is the best Bread tribute band that there is. I mean, sounds just like them. Super good. Super good. Now, my brother saw them in Escondido, and he texted me this week and said, hey, Toast is playing in Palm Springs and Escondido. And I said, okay, let me check it out. So I checked out Palm Springs. Tickets were very reasonable, so I bought four tickets. Oh, how many rows back are we? I want to say 11 rows back, something like that. Doesn't matter. They're decent seats. So I bought those tickets for my brother Russ and his wife, and of course Dee and I. And then I also made plane reservations. I'm not going to mention the name of the airline, but they generally operate in the Southwest. And then Dee and I got talking, and we're like, you know, flying through Vegas is not a problem. They rarely ever get snow. I mean, it has happened, but rarely. But we're flying back through Denver in mid-November. It's probably not a good idea. Now, I flew through Denver once in the winter, and right before it was probably going to be closed for snow because a big storm was coming in, and I sat next to Dee just posted me, and I will respond. Absolutely. Dee's working today, and she's not happy about it because it's a Saturday, and she got called into work, and that sucks. And I know how she feels. I know how she feels because I've worked so much overtime in the last month or so since my colleague resigned. Now, I have applied for a new job, but I'm not going to talk about it. I don't talk about work. It's just sucked that I've been the only one on call for the last month. And so I have applied for jobs where I don't have to be on call anymore. And so that could happen. That could happen where I get a job where I'm not on call anymore. But, you know, God willing. You know, God willing. You know, when you realize that you are powerless to do anything in this life, when I turned that power over to God, over my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know what? I'm no longer burdened by that because I realize I'm just a man. So I'm powerless to make people do stuff, especially people, you know, thousands of miles away. So if I get the job, it's the Lord's will. If I don't get the job, that's the Lord's will. And then I'll continue. I will continue to look for broadcasting jobs should I not get this job. If I get this job, then I will stay there until I retire. As I told you probably on last week's show, in June, I turned 60 years old. And I realize most television and radio stations probably aren't going to hire a 60-year-old, even with my experience. I mean, think about it. I got over 25 years of broadcasting experience. I have over 30 years of engineering experience. I would definitely be an asset for a TV or radio station, definitely, because of my engineering skills, my production skills, my on-air experience, you know? I mean, there's nothing I can't do in this business. Now, the one thing I have done in this business that I don't want to do is sales. It's not the selling part that bothers me. I don't want to work on commission. I do not. All right.
Digressing once again.
So let's go to the X. You can follow me on X at Stephen Roy Radio. Follow me on X at Stephen Roy Radio. And this morning I was inspired because this gentleman, I assume it's a gentleman, posted something that I think is worth reading. Here's something fun from that same person. Don't know if you're a man or a woman, so I shouldn't assume. But he or she posted this. You wake up with $10 million in your account. What do you do first? I'll tell you what I do first. If I was given $10 million just like that, and that could happen. Tonight, I could win the Powerball, clear $169 million. And the first thing I would do is thank God. That's the first thing I would do. I would get on my knees and thank God for the blessing of $169 million, because then I could do all the things that he has envisioned for us, for me, for D. He also, he or she, let's call it the Israel official account, also posted this. Communism doesn't lie. No, communism doesn't lift the poor. It just makes everyone poor together, right? Same with socialism. You got these democratic socialists. What does that mean? Does that mean the people have elected the socialists? I don't understand what that means. They're still socialists, which is communism. Communism is socialism because there is no communism in the world. Communism comes from a commune, where everyone's equal. No one's special, everyone's the same. Everyone's equal. Guess what? In communist China, everyone is not equal. You think Xi Jinping is carrying water 10 miles to drink water? Do you think he's going and hauling coal so he can heat and cook his tinfoil shack? No, I don't think so. So don't tell me about this, oh, socialism, everybody's equal. Mao used to wear that outfit that he made everybody wear. Do you really think he was poor? Do you really think? I don't think he was missing any meals. He was a butterball. I don't think he was missing any meals. So I posted this that I posted many times from Winston Churchill, that socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. So in a socialist society, nobody can be successful. No. No one's allowed to profit from their efforts. You know, it doesn't matter how hard you work, you don't get any more than anybody else. You know what happens then? People don't produce. People don't work hard. Why? There's no benefit. There's no incentive. So if you work your A off, I don't care what you do. Let's say you shovel poo at a West Texas ranch. So you shovel poo at a West Texas ranch. And if you shovel more poo, let's say you shovel twice more poo than I do, they give you a bonus, right? They give you $100 a day bonus, right? So let's say you work 28 days a month, just say $100 a day, right? That's $2,800 bonus every month. If you shovel more poo than I do, gives you incentive to shovel poo, right? That's capitalism. That's not socialism. No. Nobody gets paid more to shovel poo. Everybody gets wages. Lemon lime. I'm thirsty because I was doing yard work this morning. Drank that and another one. That was a great video. I didn't even listen to the video until just now. Okay, here's what Israel official posted, which inspired me for the show today, entitled "Truer Words Never Spoken." Gaza is precisely what the Western left says it hates. So if you're a leftist, if you're a socialist, if you're progressive, there's no progress in progressive. If you're all those things, this is what you hate. You hate racists. You hate sexists. You hate homophobes. You hate people that are militaristic, right? They use the military to control people. And they're anti-democratic, they're kleptocratic, dogmatically religious police state of science, fiction, inequity, and oppression. You hate that if you're a leftist, right? And they love it more than anything else in the world. So you love Gaza more than anything else in the world, and yet in Gaza, they're racist, sexist, homophobic, militaristic, anti-democratic, kleptocratic, dogmatically religious police state of science, fiction, inequity, and oppression. And you love them, right? So if you're homosexual, if you're a member of the LGBTQ EIA WTF AEIOU plus minus, you know, print sign. If you're a member of that group, I want you to go to Gaza and see how well that works out for you. Go to Iranistan and see how well that works out for you. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. You are going to be hung. You're going to be thrown off a tall building and or dragged behind a motorcycle. That's what's going to happen. If you're a member, if you wear your rainbow shirt with your pink hair when you go to these places in the Middle East, that is what will happen to you. You will not survive. You will not return. Remember that girl? There was a girl. I don't remember her name. But she went to the Middle East because, you know, I want to help these people. I want to do my part and go help these people. Guess what? She died. She was raped and murdered. And in that culture, anyone that's an infidel, that's not a muzzy facing east of Mecca 5 times a day, guess what? They have a right to rape and murder you. And that's okay according to their culture. In fact, there have been cases in the UK where the judge with the wig has ruled, well, you know, in their culture, they don't understand that rape is wrong. We can't possibly put these people in jail because they don't understand that it's wrong to rape a woman. You've got to be effing kidding me, right? Hey, bye-bye, UKistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Europistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Italistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Minnesotistan. Bye-bye, Michiganistan. Bye-bye, New Yorkistan. Zohan the communist is destroying New York City? Shocker! Shocker! Should I say I told you so? Should every conservative tell you I told you so when they told you this is what was going to happen? Is some good news from one of my brother, fellow Marines. He has won the Colorado GOP primary nomination for governor in the state of Coloradistan. So I posted to Victor Marx. I tweeted at Victor Marx and I said, make Colorado stand Colorado again. And I did the yeah! And this. You know, it irks my ass when I see videos. I was watching this video about Air Force One. Didn't last long. And they showed Mal Obama coming off the plane. Trying to salute. It's like, dude, don't do it. You don't know what you're doing. President Trump can salute. Actually, I would wear a hat. Because as a former Marine, you're not supposed to salute unless you're covered and in uniform. A cover's a hat. So you gotta at least have a hat when you do that, or you look silly. So best of luck to the Colorado GOP nomination winner, Victor Marx. I hope you become the next governor of Colorado Stan. You can save that state from itself. Save that state from itself. I'm not mentioning everything on here because, man, I see cases every day of illegal aliens raping and murdering women and children. And it's just disgusting. And they came here during the bribe invasion bloodbath. And it's no wonder they're raping and murdering women and children. You know, and these people were deliberately let in by the bribe and slide house, deliberately allowed in, deliberately people commit crimes and murder every day. And they are released from jail 26 times to do it again, and it's intentional. What they are doing is the Cloward and Piven strategy. Look it up. The Cloward and Piven strategy is to create maximum chaos to cause so much strife within the system implodes, and then they can replace our republic. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. What does that mean? We don't vote on stuff and then it just happens in Washington, D.C. We vote to elect representatives. Our representatives are supposed to vote what we want. Now, the exception to that is the rhino sellout traitor senators in the United States Senate, like Johnny Thuney, who think, F the American people. We don't care if 80% want voter ID. We don't care if 80% want to stop the massive fraud election in this country. We don't care. All we care about is lining our pocketbook and remaining in power. That's all we care about. As long as we line our pocketbook and remain in power, we're good. That's what rhino sellout traitors in the United States Senate are doing. And then you got zombies. You remember Senator Frankenstein in California? She's like, no different than the zombie that was president, inserted like a commode, installed like a commode after the 2020 massive fraud election. That's, what's his name? What was his name? His name was like Joseph Will, like Robinette. That's it. Joseph Robinette Bribin.
I filled my pants with shit and I don't even know I did it. I know. You can smell my poopy pants. I don't even know. I hit myself. I don't
even know. I just have to laugh at a lot of the things that I see online. Juanita Broadwick says, I have no doubt that Zohan the Communist is the Antichrist. New York, you effed up. You did. You effed up, New Yorkistan. And I am not surprised when such a small percentage of the population votes for Mayor Zohan the Communist. I'm not surprised. Listen to this. New Yorkistan Muslim Mayor Zohan the Communist calls for America to align with Muzzies and the Prophet to support mass Muzzy migration. That's mass Muzzy illegal aliens, which is truly terrifying. He also is preparing to implement Sharia law throughout New Yorkistan. Do you know what that means? You know what Sharia law is? Sharia law means every woman has to wear a beekeeper outfit. If not, you'll be stoned to death, right? There is no rape under Sharia law. If you're a woman, you have to prove that you were raped with two male witnesses that you were raped. You have to prove it. Otherwise, you could be stoned to death for falsely accusing a man of rape, which means you will be raped and nothing will be done about it. I mean, this is the kind of BS that happens under Sharia law. Is that what you want? And you know what I said? Ironically, I think it was just yesterday. It was the anniversary of the release of Escape from New York. And I said in response to this yesterday, have you ever seen Escape from New York? Because it's eerily prophetic. It's eerily prophetic that New Yorkistan today is a lot like Escape from New York. It's an absolute S-hole. Zohan the Communist makes NYC a no-go zone? A Sharia law no-go zone? Shocker! Shocker! Bye-bye, New Yorkistan. Bye-bye. 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 And the very next thing that I post on X at Stephen Roy Radio, that's where you can find me, at Stephen Roy Radio, that shows a Muzzy couple yelling at people because they have a dog. Yeah, yeah. More breaking Muzzy news. Truer words never spoken. Every day we see stuff on the X that's just obviously prophetic. It's obviously the truth. Daycare owner Fahima Mahama pleads guilty to COVID relief scams totaling over $3 million in Minnesota stand. Am I surprised? No. Will I be surprised if she's released with no prison time? No, I will not be surprised. I won't. It is Minnesota stand. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm scanning. That's right. Did you know that the leftist idiot child AOC responded to an audition. She went to an audition, and that's how she was sponsored, propped up, promoted to run for Congress. That's right. And this is the proof in the pudding. Truer words never spoken. AOC was chosen to be in Congress by a Democrat casting call. She is a political actor that was picked out of 10,000 applications. AOC's brother submitted her application, and she was chosen by the executive director of Justice Democrats out of 10,000 candidates. It's all on camera. There is even footage of AOC and Alexandra Rojas both confirming this on camera. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not really the Congresswoman of New York's 14th Congressional District. She is essentially an actress. She's merely playing the part of a New York Congresswoman. I know this sounds crazy, but bear with me. In 2017, a group called the Justice Democrats held auditions for potential congressional candidates that they would run on their platform for various congressional seats throughout the United States. AOC's brother Gabriel submitted her for the role. In 2017, Justice Democrats, a progressive PAC funded by former communist Bernard Sanders staffers and allies, put out a public call for her congressional candidates. They received over 10,000 nominations. AOC's younger brother, Gabriel Ocasio-Cortez, submitted her name. That's GOC. You can't make this S up. AOC was working as a bartender, throwing around drinks, slinging drinks. That's what she had no qualifications, none. Justice Democrats vetted nominees and chose AOC. Then they trained her and installed her like a commode as their candidate. You can't make this S up. Speaking of S you can't make up, Tampon Timmy the pedo in Minnesota stand just pardoned an illegal alien, pedophile, who raped a 10-year-old girl in an effort to shield the illegal alien from deportation. I S you not. The Democrat Party is the party of pedos. Yes, it is. They're pedos. Oh, how can you call Tampon Timmy a pedo, David? He's a pedo because he molested a minor Chinese exchange student. A high school age boy, a Chinese exchange student, was molested by Tampon Timmy the pedo. He was fired from his teaching job. They call him Coach. He was like an assistant coach in high school. They call him Coach, which is hilarious. Tampon Timmy the pedo was fired for an inappropriate relationship. Inappropriate relationship, which is a qualifier to run for office if you're a Democrat. You can be a pedo or a rapist. He obviously statutory raped this boy, and he was fired from his job and never prosecuted. That is somehow a qualification if you're a liberal Dem. Yeah. Makes me angry. Not going to talk about that. You can't make this S up. Look at this. Greta Thunberg was treated for minor injuries and released after crashing her $230,000 electric Porsche into a side rail in Francistan. I S you not. This, you know, climate alarmist. How dare you if you use fossil fuel? How dare you? Oh, but I can drive my Porsche. I can wreck my Porsche, and that's okay. That's okay. Yes. Yes. Because do as I say, not as I do. So stupid. So what would you do if some kid stopped an escalator, right here, he stopped the escalator And then he's standing there with his legs spread, stopping people from going through. Let me tell you what I would do there, little boy. I would clothesline your A into next week. You ever seen the Hulkster? Clothesline people. Look at the size of that arm. Look at the size of that arm. Look at the size of that. I would clothesline. I'm a big man. I would clothesline his A. Boom! That's what would happen if you block the escalator. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, come and get me. Come on. Come and take it. Come and get some. I will knock you out, little boy. Knock you out. Ugh. Some of this stuff is so terrible, I don't even want to talk about it, but it's just sick. I think I got stuff up my nose. Yeah, I should wear a mask when I'm doing my mowing and blowing and weed eating. No, I'm not going to. Shocking testimony for, I do wear eye protection though. I do wear eye protection and I take my hearing aids out. See, I have a hearing aid here. Shocking testimony from a witness sharing stories of white British girls being taken out of the country to other parts of the world. Girls were locked in dog cages while men filmed, making bets on when they would break. This is Keir Starmer's Britain. Yeah. Bye-bye, UK stand. Bye-bye. So, last call. If you want the Blue Man Group tickets, they're row 2 right in the center. Tomorrow night, Sunday night, July 12th at 8 o'clock, you need to let me know like right now. First person to hit me up is going to get free tickets, a $216 value to go see that. So, good luck. Hey, you have a good day, a good evening, and a good week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That does it for the showage. D is riding home. I am 32 minutes. Into the 1 hour podcast. I'm going to ask her if she wants to shop with me and then tell her I love her. You have to tell your loved ones you love them. Tell them. If your parent, my parents are passed away, and I told them every time I talked to them for the last 10, 20 years of their lives that I love them. Every time I talk to them, tell them, because you just never know when they're going to leave the surface of this earth, when they're going to leave this earth. So tell them you love them. So I'm telling her, I love you, my beautiful D. Love emoji. All right, let's play some good music for you. Put my headphones back on. I got some music queued up already. So let's start with this. It is... This is for Graham Plattner. This is for you, Graham. Little AC/DC for you there, buddy. Caught with your pants down. XP song. Running around with the
Rigby sucks.
God, RFD.
Look what you've done. How could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots, they run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. Suddenly all the shame is gone. I thought I was too broken, now I see. You were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth.
See now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm saying
yeah.
tell of who you are. So forever I am faithful. I'm thankful for the stars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the stars. So forever I am thankful for the stars.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Straight into my heart, 'cause I want you to know what I'm talking about. I've been your solo lover now for quite a while. You've been my heaven sent angel and you make me smile. I know I'm complicated like a spray painted maze, but I hope we can learn to weather all these days. I'm singing, please don't go breaking my heart. I only have one. I only have one. Don't go breaking. Plug your headphones straight into my heart.
three.
Something about these, and what's up, man? You got a little work or 20 to lend. I open up my hand and said, I'm glad to see they could take away my job, but not my friends, you see. And here I am, just waiting for this storm. On the beach there with all my friends. The sun's so hot and the waves in motion, and everything smells like suntan lotion. The ocean and the girl so sweet. So kick off your shoes and relax